Do we have a medieval jingle to play?
Yeah.
Pete and Steven. Pete and Steven. Pete and Steven. Pete and Steven. This is Pete and Steve. Waste your time.
Well, I do love to see the outpouring of support, whatever time period we've traveled to, Steve. But I get the feeling these people here in this medieval time we've traveled back to, where if you watched the episode last week, it will totally make sense why we're here.
But not if you listen.
But not if you listen. Only if you watch it. You have to watch it.
If you subscribe to our Patreon, you can see the video.
Absolutely. Subscribe to our Patreon and you'll understand not only time travel in general, but why we're here. But Steve, we got a lot of people, it turns out, that wanted to ask us a lot of questions about the future. And initially we were
I thought they were trying to take things from us at first.
Yeah, initially we were like, man, I lost my glasses, okay? And then they were like, oh man, what are glasses? Yeah. And I'd be like, you know, you read them, and they're like, what's reading? And we were like, oh God. But anyways, they've all kind of been nice to us, and so we thought we'd answer some of their questions and share a little bit of cross-cultural exchange. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like some of these questions aren't even going to be about the future, is just going to be about their everyday life, because they're not the most intelligent.
I just salted the earth, you know what I mean? Like we're
I don't have anything to say about their life.
I don't either, and it's going to be really awkward when they ask us things about their normal life, but we'll carry it on, right? It's okay, folks. We'll be right with you. That'll be good. You know, just take it one at a time. They're not going to ask us hard questions.
We don't even have Sasquatch with us in the booth. No. All we have is freaking Buzz over there.
Oh, God. I forgot Buzz.
Hey,
Buzz. Okay. All right. It's going to be rough. It's going to be rough, but you know what? We're going to do something with it. We'll be okay. We're pros, brother.
Yeah.
We're pros. Anyways.
We've been doing this for decades.
Decades. I've been on YouTube for a long time.
I've been in a lot of places, man.
Yeah.
Like that song. You know that song.
I know that song. Not only were you in that song, that song was about you.
Yeah, I would walk 500 miles.
You absolutely walk 500
miles. All right, let's hear the question.
That's first question. Hey, welcome, please. First questions.
My lords, my oxen have a great ailment, perhaps one of the soul. How wouldst thou treat them with thy modern treatments and medicines?
Shit, Steve. We're talking about their daily lives already. Thank you for your question. Oxen, ailments
sheep?
Of the soul.
Oh, oxen.
Oxen. It's like a...
Well, first off, it's the soul that's the problem? How do you... usually what we do in our time, also known as... the future is we'll just put them down.
We just kill them. Honestly, animals are obsolete.
Yeah.
We grow our own meat in the future.
We grow it out of thin air,
right?
And fat air. If you want fat air cuts
too.
Of meat.
It really depends on what you're looking for. And you know what? The air different and, elevations gives you know different flavors. Kind of. There's like an onion garlic sphere, and that's really good. So I don't.
It really is.
Just you want to be like us in the future. You want to be modern. Just kill them. Just kill your oxen.
Yeah.
Appreciate
the good meat. Get rid of the bad.
Absolutely. Appreciate your question. Thank you. First question out of the way. Not too bad, Steve. Next one. Next question.
Yes, me lords. My soul has a great ailment. Perhaps one of the soul. With your modern treatments and medicines, how wouldst thou go about treating her?
Listen, we appreciate your question, but we just went over this with oxen.
Before we answer this question, let me stand up real quick.
Sure.
Everybody in the back, all of you, you, sir, I need you to look forward. Mm-hmm. Your other forward.
Please.
Please listen to the answers we're giving, because we don't want to give the same stuff over and over again. Yeah. It wastes your time, wastes our time,
right.
And what it comes down to is we don't have a lot of time.
No.
We're,
so let's just.
I'll just say this. I'll back up Steve here just for a second. The show is PNS Waste Your Time. It's not about you wasting our time, and it's wholly disrespectful that it would be the other way around. But now that we've set some ground rules, I think we've got it. But thanks for your question. Respectfully, not going to answer it. We already talked about that with the oxen. Thanks, but thank you.
Yeah. All right. Here's a big fellow.
Is the local lord going to impose any new taxes? I'm still trying to pay the last one.
I appreciate your question. Listen,
I don't know about their taxes.
Listen, your lords have the they only care about you and what's best for you. And I would stop worrying about the taxes. And I would move. I would just move into you. Just shut up and listen to what people tell you and give them your money. Okay, it's nothing bad will ever happen from doing that.
Do you like the stones you walk on to get over
here? That's right.
The pavement.
That's right.
That's taxes, my friend.
Yeah, and the taxes. You might complain about your leaky roof, but you can't have your lord living in anything less than a gold plated, rooms and chambers. It's just it would just be unbecoming. And honestly, when we get to our time, that really pays dividends later. They call it trickle-down economics. Right now, it doesn't make sense, but later, it's like planting a seed for the future. So I appreciate your question.
And I know you guys won't understand this, peasants, but and medieval people, I don't want to assume you're all peasants, but I have quite a take on this.
Why is it spicy?
It's Spicy Steve. Steve brings the heat. He doesn't give a fuck.
Triple down economics doesn't make any sense.
Holy shit. Spicy.
He didn't give rats left school.
So anyway, let's get the next question going.
Yeah, let's get the next question. Is this one about taxes or anything? No? Similar.
Tithe of the church bear heavy on me and my family, my lords. In the future, is there a reduction of such tithes?
Listen.
I mean, the tithes are in the Bible.
Literally? So. I mean, if we're sitting here telling you trickle-down economics from the top, like from your lord, eventually it pays out. Listen, just shut up and go with it. But trust me, whatever money you give to God and the church is never wasted, friend. But thank you. Thank you for your question.
However, there might be a new one in the future that starts with a big K. Oh, big K. Ends with the Norman.
You better look out.
Look out.
Better look out,
cause you better look out.
You see the mark.
You better look out.
You see the mark of the K.
Be prepared for his coming.
And know that he is good.
He is love. He is peace. He is war. He is friendship.
He is love. And...
just look out.
Anyways, we got another question over here.
Yeah, please come on up.
Just curious if you've heard anything about this cult that seems to be gaining followers.
A cult, you say?
Riveting.
Interesting.
Oh, well.
Wow, that.
Would that be anything to do with the big K?
The Big K is not a cult.
And fear.
He is infinite.
Carmen.
But I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
I don't know anything about that. Thank you. But thank you.
Nothing
thank you
at
much.
All.
Yeah. Oh, hey. Wait, can we... Huh. Hey. No, please feel free. Come up with your question.
Yes, thank you, me lords. I'm most indebted to you for taking this here me question, but... it's of vital importance that I know. Just how many types of cheese are there in your time? Is it but the same humble cheddar that we have now?
Finally, a good question. Thank you so much for that. Cheese is the most important substance in the future. 100%.
If he only has one kind of cheese, why is it called cheddar? Why is it just called cheese?
Yeah, just call it cheese, my friend. And honestly, investing now in cheese will only save you in the future. Later on down the line, after the Great Cheese Wars, or honestly, the Third Great Cheese War, you become to understand that life in existence is really only ever about the cheese, and only ever was about the cheese. And, you know,
everybody wants to be the big cheese.
Be the big cheese. You want a piece of the cheese. People out there just cutting the cheese. It's a cheese-based society.
They slap your hand. They say nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese. Man, I'm so sad you can't see the future, because I can just see on your face, and, you know, through your nasty teeth, that I think you eat too much cheese. It's just, I understand you love the cheese, but my God, there are a lot of cheeses out there. Tons of cheese.
Yeah, there's, I would say, at least 17.
At least. And that's, I mean, eventually we land on the moon. Yes, don't get aroused. Eventually we, mankind, walk on the moon with God's grace. And we find out that that's also made of cheese. It's actually cheese. Yes. Are you all right? You all right, Steve?
Yeah, I think the plague's getting to me.
Yeah, it's pretty natural for this time. I mean, just look at the people. So many of them.
I know. All of them plague. And I don't worry, all of you. I'll go back to the future. It's your plague is like bronchitis or something.
Yeah, it's just
I don't freaking know.
Hey, did you
got bronchitis?
Did you know about bronchitis, Steve? Did you?
Yeah, you know? I got a little bit. I got one more question though.
It's did you know? With Heath. Did you know Steve actually has bronchitis and he's toughing it out for the podcast? He's nice.
Now you know.
Now you know.
Now you know.
Now you know.
It's Now You Know with Pete.
I was trying to hold in a cough during that. It just didn't happen.
Those ass cheeks.
I clicked the wrong fucking sound. No, that wasn't a question.
That's somebody else doing it. All right, here's the question right here.
Has the church found any new holy relics or artifacts?
Well, I don't think we're the right person to answer
we're
that.
Not
I think,
the right person. In fact.
Oh, hell and good tidings.
Oh, here he comes right now.
It's Father Thomas.
Father Thomas of this medieval village, who we've gotten to know in the last 10 or 15 minutes of being here and things like that. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, Father Thomas.
Ah, good tidings.
Hey, Father Thomas.
Peace, Brother Peter and Brother Stephen.
Yes, good to see
you. I
thought
me well I might find you here. I recollect not thy presence at chapel of late.
I mean, to be honest, we've only been here 15 minutes.
Well, it's only been here for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't go to church on a Sunday if I'm not here on Sunday.
Right, I mean, we've got, like, the podcast to do. Look at all these people here with questions.
Yea, verily. Tis a life of toil, the one who eats by the sweat of his brow, but not a fruitless one.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, prosper the work
of sweat of my what?
I don't know.
Without our Lord's grace, brothers, I fear for the parish.
He's got a lot to say.
Preserve us.
Saint Benedict.
Oh, but ye should not want for his grace. Look to your welfare, my sons.
Boy,
have faith. Naught is possible save through him.
Man, he's got a lot to say. But yes, no, thank you. Thanks, Father Thomas. You know, we are getting on. We are trying to wrap up, but we appreciate very much you coming along.
It is so.
Right.
The evening hour is high. And I must pay tidings to the window of Matilda.
Right.
She bewails the affliction of her oxen.
Matilda.
Yeah, Matilda. Did she just...
Oh, she...
Is she the one that just talked to us about
this?
No, we've got you covered,
Father. Yeah, she was talking to us about the oxen. Yeah, we got it. We fixed it for you.
No worries. No worries at all. And you know what? We'd love to have you. But, you know, like I said, like we said, we're doing things. So let's... We'll just see you later.
Yeah. I'm a
God be with you. And I will see thee for tomorrow's mass.
I don't know if we're going to make it, honestly.
Well,
Thomas, like...
Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe not. But, you know, if
no promises.
We'll see you there.
Verily.
Yeah.
Fare you well.
Thank you.
Walk ye by faith, as servants of our Lord and Master Jesu. Hail and peace.
Okay.
I did fare you well.
Yeah. Goodness. Okay. Oh, okay.
Yep. Thank you. Thanks. Oh, thanks, Father Thomas, again. See you later.
I think we found an ancestor of long-winded Jerry.
He warned you on the night you gong farmers that you had best answer not to heresy.
What?
Turn out in tongues that be tempted. But thus,
why the lights go out?
The torment of thy soul.
Oh my God.
The unquenchable fire shall make you fight
the ground is shaking.
Shall now
the gnashing of thy teeth, or the shafts that touch the chamber of thy various nether regions.
My nether regions?
Nether regions? What are you talking about?
Okay. All right. Shit. We'll go to fucking church, Tom. Jesus, we only been here for like 5 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Fucking Christ.
Verily. Thus I go. God. Grace and peace, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
You already did that, yeah.
The blessing of Almighty God, right. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, upon you now and forever. Peace!
Peace.
And that was Father Thomas.
Wow. Any other questions out there, Steve? You see anybody?
I got none. Okay. Did you see any?
Oh, you know what? I do. Hey, don't hide in the back. Feel free. Come forward.
Hi.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Step on forward,
listen,
please.
I do have a question for you, too.
Oh, yeah, please.
So, in the future, would a woman like me be able to get an education and learn to read?
Oh,
What about equality in the workplace? Could I get, say, like, a good, like, well-paying job?
I mean,
in your time? And could I expect to earn as much as, like, any severely qualified man?
Wow.
What about reproductive and marriage equality? What if I wanted to get an abortion? And access to contraceptives, is that something that is universal? And people can manage when and how they reproduce when they decide to do it? And has sex been destigmatized generally? Am I, as a person, able to engage in, you know, sexual activity with other consenting adults that I'm not victimizing? Any people in a free and fair society would expect the same for themselves and reserve judgment for others?
Wow.
Will the government be full of representative persons, politicians who are closer to me in age, economic status, facing the same sort of things that I'm going through? Will we be free of people who are relatively judgmental and out of touch with today's society and technology?
Listen,
and how about those politicians that like to enforce morals and tenets on people that are either outdated or were unfair to begin with?
Listen, I don't want
listen,
to...
Listen, I appreciate you taking my questions, but it's pretty clear you don't have much to offer.
Wow.
You two time travelers, you guys talk about your fancy technology and advances in science and learning, but you're still doing so at the expense of the underrepresented and downtrodden in society.
Whoa.
You're just reinforcing the same gender, sex, racial, and economic standards that really existed for all time.
I mean,
for all your progress, it seems like you're more backward than we are. Do you really have anything to offer? What do you have to say? What do you and the people of your time really have to tell us?
She's a witch.
Did somebody say witch?
I did.
Are
I'm
you
right here.
Fucking kidding me?
Hey.
Somebody call the sheriff and quickly.
You want a question? You want a real answer to your question? Yeah.
Ah, yes. Here comes the captain now. Come in, come in. Take her away.
Yep, just your standard question.
Get that witch out of here.
Yep, see ya. Thanks.
Get him out of here. This is getting real messy, Pete. It's getting real messy.
That was unfortunate, but I think everyone will agree it had to be done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do y'all agree over there?
Thank you.
Weird that they sound like a studio audience.
It's
but,
weird,
but
it's just that coordination. But all the same, I think I'm ready to go, man. Let's just head on back. It was a fun trip, but it wasn't a fun trip. I regret.
Time to blast the button.
Many thanks. Let's go.
And then right here we put Deja Vu. We're still talking.
I'm just going to put exactly that.
Good evening, me lords. PNS Waste Your Time is a production of me lords Peter and Stephen. All events and characters in this program are entirely fictionalized. Any coincidence to any real events or people is entirely coincidental.